Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Football on Off the Ball.
Here's another meeting we can speculate about. What did Arne Slot say to Mo Salah on Friday, I wonder?
Just cop on, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It was a pretty positive day for the Irish contingent at the Alexandra Palace, with Willie O'Connor undoubtedly the biggest winner on day 9 of the 2026 World Darts Championship. Limerick's Willie O'Connor, with the performance of round 1, dispatching of Poland's Krzysztof Kaczuk in 3 straight sets, averaging a little over 102, the highest of the competition so far. O'Connor, in some of the form of his life, faces an out-of-sorts Michael van Gerwen on Tuesday, and if the last 2 nights are anything to go by, the Magpie has every chance of progressing. Following that, Tyrone's Daryl Gurney got the better of Beau Greaves in a brilliantly tense encounter, nailing a 1-4-4 in the final set to break her throw, which made all the difference. Beau Greaves, she'll be back. There is absolutely no doubt about that, going back to a fairly low-key afternoon session where another Tyrone man in Mickey Mansell lost out by 3-2 to the expressive American, Leonard Gates. Mansell will be very disappointed with his performance in a game that was there for the taking. Gates continued the theme of very fun walk-ons, but on the hockey, this is a game that could probably only be described as one for the purists. An imperfect Josh Rock, who comes into the tournament as one of the favourites, eventually got the better of an impressive Gemma Hayter, and although not totally impressed with his own performance, he did seem quite content to just get the first round out of the way. Elsewhere, Ryan Meikle made light work of Argentina's Jesus Salate, while Kevin Dutz was made to work for his 3-1 victory over Maddie Dennett. Dutz sets up a clash with Kenyan icon David Manua in round 2. Back to the evening we go, and Nathan Aspinall really struggled to come to terms with the unique nature of Lawrence Alagin. He did eventually come through by 3-1, an 84 checkout on the bull in set 3, a massive turning point. Despite reeling in the big fish to seal the deal, this is probably a game that Nathan Aspinall will want to move on from pretty quickly. In the final game of today, the Leek's Keane Barry, he looked more comfortable than ever before on the Alexandra Palace stage, proving just too classy for the likeable Aussie, Tim Pusey. Day 10 sees the beginning of round 2, I know. Already, the opener sees Fermanagh's history maker Brendan Dolan face a tough test in world number 20 Ryan Searle. Motomo Sakai returns to the stage already in a game that he'll fancy winning against Andreas Harrison, the man who dispatched of Ross Smith. Two other notable names in action in the afternoon session are Dirk van Dijvenbode and Dave Chisnell. James Hurrell and Ricardo Petretzko respectively will be looking to stop them in their tracks. Just the 3 games in today's evening session, off the back of Dom Taylor's removal from the competition following an adverse finding in a drugs test after his round 1 victory. His prospective opponent, Johnny Clayton, he's received a bye into round 3. Injury-stricken former world champion Michael Smith, he faces a very capable opponent in Neil Zonneveld, who ended his first round tie in emphatic fashion. While it's an all-English tie between Chris Dobie and Andrew Gilding, two players with contrasting fortunes on the outer ring in their first round tie. In the final game of the session, the crowd, well, they'll be torn as Stephen Bunting faces off against one of the new cult heroes in India's Nitin Kumar. He, of course, became the first Indian to win on the Alexandra Palace stage. I think that's everything. Enjoy the action, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Football on Off the Ball.
Here's another meeting we can speculate about. What did Arne Slot say to Mo Salah on Friday, I wonder?
Just cop on, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.